time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. I've got a series of shows called Outdoor Vacations Across America. These are places that, if you're an outdoors person, you've just got to get to. The first one I'm going to talk about is Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and the Grand Tetons. This is the outdoor paradise. I'm going to let you know that I'll always give you like the geologic, part of the area, what's going on there geologically, and then get into all the things that you can do in the outdoors. Well, if you don't know this, during geologic time, there's been 7 sea transgressions. This is when the oceans were on top of the land. Well, think about how cool this is. During one of the sea transgressions, the Pacific Ocean went as far east as Wyoming and Montana. It covered all of those states. What rose out of there was the Grand Teton Mountain Range. It is the youngest mountain range on Earth. You go, this is pretty cool. Guess what? It's 9 million years old. Don't forget to send it a birthday card. Think about this. 9 million years old. It is now, its highest peak is 14,000 feet once the ocean floor. And a lot of people say, okay, so prove it. See, the cool thing about science is we can prove things. Well, at the top of the Grand Tetons, we have dug out trilobites. Trilobites happen to be a seawater creature. That is a saltwater creature. The only way that it could get there was the Grand Tetons must have been the sea floor at one time, and it's pushed up 9 millions. Obviously, the water has transgressed away, and now you have this beautiful area of the town of Jackson, the town of Jackson Hole, and then the Grand Teton Mountain Range that are there. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. I did a lot of my grizzly bear research on one side, Yellowstone, Jackson Hole, and then my non-native plant species in Idaho. So every summer, my playland was this area. I would just get out there. So I guess I'll give myself the pseudo-expert label on this one here because, I mean, I know the area so well. For example, I know that if you are an early riser like me, you actually have to wake up and wait for breakfast because the earliest place that opens there is Bagel Jack's. I have some pretty good bagels. But you know what? You want to be able to stay in the town of Jackson, and the reason is you want to be walking distance to everything except for Jackson Hole, and I'll get to that in a little bit. And you can do all of your, I guess, planning stages right there in the town of Jackson. And one of them is the rafting. And right away people go, oh, whitewater rafting, because the Snake River's there. And I'll talk to you a little bit about the Snake. But I'm going to tell you that you want to go on the fast water because it is exhilarating. One of the cooler rides. But here's something that someone told me before I ever went out into, before the West. And they said, make sure you go into slow water. And I'm going, well, I want to go into slow water. And then they began to explain. And then I got to experience it. And you want to go into slow water because now it is so scenic. When you're in that exhilarating fast water, you're concentrating more on, the ride itself and the movements. But when you're in that slow water, the guide is a naturalist. And they know everything about the area. Hey, even an environmental science guy like me, I still go into slow waters because I can always learn something from someone. And I get out there and you get to ask questions. And the great thing is you're on the Snake River and you get to take some great photos of the Grand Tetons that you'll never get anywhere else unless you're on that river. And the Snake River, one of my favorite places to go. And if you're going out there and you happen to be a fisherman or a fly fisherman, me, I'm a fly fisherman. Hey, when I'm being filmed on camera, do I sometimes use my spin gear or bait, casting? And the answer is yeah. But I'm really a fly fisherman. And I'm going to tell you right now, it does cost a little bit extra, but you would love to get on a float trip there. And float trip is obviously in one of the drift boats that are out there, pretty unique. And, this extra expense, you're going to get onto good fish, but they're going to take you to places on the Snake once again, just like the whitewater rafting, that you're not going to go see anything else. And I remember one of my drift boat trips down there floating down. I am in the front of the drift boat and I hook onto a big-time trout fly rod, and my camera happens to be in my bag below my feet. So we are bashing through. It's not quite water. It's more of a riffle-y at this point. And I am reaching down with one arm into my bag to get my camera as I'm fighting the fish. And the guide says to me, and he's in the center with the oars, and he's going, come on, you're going to lose the fish. You're going to lose. I said, no, I got to get a photo of this fish. And I battled so hard to get both. And I finally get the camera out, and the fish is gone. He's going, see, you lost him. I go, no, I caught him. That was just called the quick release. Didn't get a photo of him, but hey, there were plenty more fish that I do have some great photos of. And that's one of the things that, you know, you just want to experience. Now, the environmental scientist guy in me, there's four types of weathering. And one of the types you only read about, because I, as a scientist, I can always show you, I had never been able to experience to either see or hear. And we're on the snake, and we're coming around a bend, and all of a sudden I hear it. And I'm like, wow. And I just stopped fishing, and I just listened. And one of the types of weathering is gravity. You will actually have rocks that roll down, and as they roll down, they're being weathering is the wearing away of rock. And it's rolled down, and it's wearing away. And I was at this point in the snake, and I'd say the rocks were as small as pebbles, probably as large as like super large marbles, maybe if you know what a super pinky ball is. And they were just rolling down by the hundreds, probably the thousands. And you could actually hear them rolling. And again, it was all these rolling, and then hitting the Snake River and a bloop, and hitting the water. It was a spectacular thing to hear and then see. See, it's not just like, you know, you say, oh, I'm not a fly fisherman, but there's other great things when you're out in nature that you'll either see or hear. Going back to the city of Jackson, there are art galleries. Right away, some of you are going to go, well, I am not a art person. Well, I'm not really the big art person, but it is the place where you're going to see Native American art, whether it's paintings, whether it's sculpture, cowboy art, painting, sculpture. There's one Native American full headdress on that's got to be 10 feet tall painting, like spectacular things that you'll see. So even if you're not into art, you need to be into art. It doesn't cost anything to go to these galleries. You're just walking through looking at them. Again, if you got $80 bajillion in your pocket, you can buy some of these things, but just worthwhile to see. Now, before I got there, one of my friends said to me, hey, you got to go to Bubba's. They got the best ribs in the world. And me, I'll say I am sort of like a chickenaholic. I mean, just love chicken. That's just what I do, where I cook organic chicken all the time. And they go, no, you've got to go there for Bubba's ribs. They are the most famous ribs, and you get all these famous people that go in there, and I'm not too keen on, not that I care about famous people, but whether I don't watch really many movies and TV, so I don't know half the people in the world anyway. And I go there, and I am telling you, they are the ribs that you must go eat. Hey, they were spectacular. It's like, I guess, and I've been there often, you know, year after year, and guess what? Do I still go to Bubba's? Do I still get ribs? Yeah. Hey, and guess what? They do serve chicken. Never had chicken there. Probably good, too. So one morning, I decided to go there for breakfast. And if you're a cowboy, and I am a cowboy, you eat biscuits and gravy. So I look at the menu, and I figure I'll have some eggs and biscuits and gravy. And the waitress comes by, and I said, ma'am, I'll have some eggs, and can you bring me two biscuits and gravy? And she said, sir, no one's ever eaten two biscuits. I said, ma'am. I said, I'm a big eater. I've eaten. She goes, sir, no one has ever eaten two of our biscuits. I go, ma'am. She goes, I'll bring them. You want them. Well, she comes by, and they were biscuits that were like the size of Alaska. They were monstrous. And when she put them down on a plate, she sort of had this little smile and smirk on her face, like, go ahead, see if you can eat them. And obviously, I took one of them back with me because there's no way. And she still had that smile when she picked up the check. And again, she won this one, but I guess I still won because I had the second, you know, biscuit later on. Now, if you happen to be the winter type of person, well, you want to go stay in Jackson Hole, because if you're a skier, snowboarder, it is the place to be, obviously, if you got peaks that are 14,000 feet. But one of the cool things now, again, we're always talking about the science behind, well, right there outside of Jackson is the National Wildlife Elk Refuge. And think about this. During the wintertime, coming out of the mountains looking for food, are 10,000 elk, and they winter down here in this valley. And when they're wintering down here, because of man's intervention, we actually feed them. And we feed them hay, and it's amazing the amounts of hay that these guys get. And if you've never seen an elk close up, and I'll talk about some other outdoor vacations across America and places, Yellowstone and all that, where you will get to see elk. Well, if you've never seen elk close up, but think about seeing 10,000 elk close up, pretty spectacular and cool thing. When their antlers fall off, and they're supposed to, again, they grow new antlers every year, and we call them tines. And as the tines are there, they're 6 feet in length. They're monstrous, the tines that are on top of these elk. And as they fall off, the only group that is allowed to go in there to pick up the tines are the Boy Scouts of America. And the local Boy Scouts go in there because they'll buy the tines, or not pick up the tines, and they sell the tines, and that's how they raise their money. But when you go into the center of Jackson, there's a little, in the center part of the village, there's a little, I guess, park. But there are these huge archways on both sides made of antlers that's got to be 40 feet tall. I'm telling you, you talk about the photo op, you're looking for the selfie or the family photo. This is the place to take that photo. So that's where all those elks come from, or all the antlers come from. Now, there's also a tram ride when you get to Jackson Hole itself. And that's probably about maybe a 10-minute ride, right, outside of Jackson. And the tram ride takes you all the way up. Costs, I don't know, $15-$20 per person. You go, well, that's a lot. No, I'm going to tell you. When the tram takes you up to the top of the mountain and you are looking down. See, we're always taking photos of being down, like you buy the snake, as I explained. You're taking pictures up. Now you get to take pictures up, at up, and up going down. It is just the place to be. But what you need to remember is, remember, the science says for every 1,000 feet you go up, temperature drops 5 degrees F. So if you're starting at 8,000 feet and you're in the 60s and now you're going up to 14,000 feet, it is definitely cooler up there, especially some of the I've caught days where the wind is tremendously howling up there. So you make sure that you bring a jacket with you when you get up there. This one is definitely worth the cost. So when you get over to Jackson Hole, because you can do some of the things I'm going to talk to you about, you can do them right in Jackson. Outdoor adventures, well, guess what? You want to rent a bike at the ski village and get on this path. And it's not, when I say path, you're actually on the road, but get on this path to your camera has got to be with you every single place you go. But a bike is a great mode of transportation. Me, just in general, I've got the Joey B Mobile, my truck, and my bike goes with me all over because I want to get to a place, park the truck, and no, it's not conservation of fuel, but hey, is that on my mind a little bit? Yeah. But really what I'm looking to do is get on my bike because now you can go at a slower pace. You can go off the beaten trail. You can go to places that you typically just can't go to when you're in that car because a lot of times there are bike trails and things like that. And you should also know that this podcast is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. Have you seen the new Joey B Signature Series? At TranquilityMountain.com. This is where adventures begin. Also, if you have a question, you can tweet me at Joey B News. Hey, you can tweet me a question, a comment. Maybe we'll use them on a future episode, future series. So that's one of the things. So back to this town of Jackson. One of the things also that you want to do, whether you're a horse person or not, you want to rent a horse. There are trail guides that are there, and you go out with a team. And some of you that are going, well, I don't like horses, and or I don't ride horses, or I don't ride well. Well, the cool thing about trail horses is trail horses, anyone can ride them. They know two ways. They know the way up. They know the way down. There's the, I guess donkeys are the most sure-footed out there, but trail horses are real, real. They're confident in what they do. And a nice thing about you're going up with a cowboy, and they are also a semi-geologist, naturalist, historian, and they give you a lot of what went on Native American-wise, cowboy-wise, the history of the area. It is definitely, does this cost a little bit of money? The answer is yes. One key thing with horses and with any animal, you need to show a little dominance to let them know you're in charge, even if you're not that good, otherwise they take charge. And it's important that you take charge and maintain charge. Now, One of the other things you need to see when you're in Jackson Hole, you need to go to the Jackson Hole Rodeo. This is, and that's why I said you want to stay in town, because this is walking distance from the town. It does not cost a lot to get in there. It is one of the better American rodeos. And for those of you that are not, you know, you're going out for an outdoor vacation, you may not have ever been to a rodeo, I'm going to tell you that it's important. You know, here's a piece of American history. You know, you read all the little texts out there about how rodeos began, and this is just one of the better ones. I remember one day I'm walking in, the town of Jackson, and I'm walking in a store, and I have a Texas Longhorns hat on, University of Texas, because I was just out in Idaho doing some research on sheep and cattle, so I figure hat I should have on is Longhorn. So some woman comes up to me with a Texas accent, and she says, "Oh, you're from Texas?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm a graduate of Rutgers University," but I explained why I had the hat on. So that night, I go to the rodeo. I'm walking up into the stands, and the stands are very nice, but they're metal bleachers. And I'm walking up, and she stands up, and she starts screaming, "That man's not from Texas. He's just wearing that, and he's not from Texas." And like, everyone's looking at me, and I'm like sort of like cowering. And then I'm like standing with pride going, "Hey, guess what? I am the man, because I am the research guy. I am the Rutgers guy wearing a Texas hat. Like, what else do you do in that situation?" And then another time, because the saying when you're out west is, it's really a Montana saying, even though you're in Wyoming with Jackson Hole, is if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. Well, I remember one of the nights different than the Texas hat night, because again, I've been out here many years, spent a lot of time out in this region, and I am sitting in the bleachers, and coming up over the Rockies, you can actually see the cumulonimbus clouds rising, and I'm watching them rise, and I now know that a storm is coming in, and I see the storm coming in, and you could see bolts of lightning, and it's getting closer, and I realize we're sitting in metal bleachers, and here is a, you know, big thunderstorm coming in, bolts of lightning. I go, it's time for me to get off the bleachers. So I step off the bleachers and watch a little bit of the rodeo. And it's probably about a 10-minute walk back to, you know, the center of town where you're staying. And I'm going, I'm reading this one. Again, you've got to learn how to read the weather. My father always says the two things you can't win against are weather and water. And this one, the storm is coming. And as I am just about back in town, the storm is raging in. I'm telling you, there is not one person who left when I left. There, I'm just about back in town, and it begins to hail, some huge hail. So all the people that were out there, they got, as my saying is, they got whaled by hail. And I woke up the next morning, because I'm the guy who gets up 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I wake up the next morning, and I look out, and there's about 2 or 3 inches of slush on the ground, because that's how much hail had occurred. And those people got whaled. So I'm going to tell you, not just where you're at the rodeo, hey, you need to, because you see, you can always go back to the rodeo. You can always go back to, but I hear getting dead is not a good thing. So if you get dead by lightning, probably not a good thing. So you need to make good weather decisions when you're out there. One of the other years that I was out there, I was out there during the 4th of July. And I am going to tell you, you want to talk about Americana. You want to see fireworks on the side of the Rocky Mountains. So you're in the town of Jackson, and they're shooting them up near the base of one of the mountains in the silhouette behind the mountains. Stunning, spectacular. It is just nothing better. And I'm sure when you're out west, this is one of the things that you've got to try if you never have. You need to try either a buffalo burger or a buffalo steak, because it's just what, again, here's the chicken guy, and not that I'm chicken, but I'm a chickenaholic. I love to eat chicken. And I've eaten, again, plenty of burgers. And I'm not a burger guy either, but plenty of buffalo burgers, very lean, buffalo steaks, just real nice tasting. And here's another hint for you, especially if you take lots of outdoor gear with you, trying to get all this on a plane and getting it out there. So what I've come into the habit of, and this first started with me doing research, I would box up a lot of my research gear or my outdoor gear, like my fly fishing gear, except for my fly rod that just always goes with me. But I would actually ship it out to, you know, one of the scientists who live out there. So when I finally got out there, I'd get out there and my gear would be there. A lot of times I can't find certain spices because I am a hot pepper guy and, you know, garlic and all these, and I ship all that. But just making sure, like if say you're going to go stay in a motel, you can ship your fishing waders and your boots and all your gear and ship it to your name, to the motel and just give a phone call saying, hey, there's a box coming for me. When I get there, it's, you know, and tell them what it is, and it's already there for you. And what I typically do is that. And when I'm done with whatever my play gear happens to be, hiking gear or fishing gear, I then box it back up. I call a relative and tell them, hey, by the way, you're going to get a box to your house, because most times the box is going to get to their house before I get back to my house. But that's just something so you can take all that extra gear, not have to worry about it getting lost on a plane. And let me tell you, I've had some things lost on a plane. So that's one of the things that, you know, just helps you out a little bit. So I'm going to tell you that when you talk about outdoor vacations across America, the town is a little upscale there when you stay there. It's a little bit touristy, but it's definitely cowboy and definitely a place you need to see. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. That was awesome.